When George McWhorter was 5 years old, his mother decided that she would teach him how to read so he would be able to keep pace with other school children.
She first started with Charles Dickens, and I was totally disinterested and yawned right in her face. But when she pulled out a Tarzan book, I was all eyes and all ears.
And thus began George McWhorter's lifelong Tarzan fascination. In 1936, he started amassing a collection of first-edition books and other memorabilia that has swelled to 200,000 items. McWhorter donated his collection, in his mother's honor, to the University of Louisville, where he's a longtime curator of rare books. U of L says it's the largest institutional collection of Tarzan materials in the world. Now 82, McWhorter hosted a Tarzan 100th anniversary party at U of L last month. The guests included Edgar Rice Burroughs' grandson, John, who also learned to read on the Tarzan books.
And I asked him, I says, "Grandpa, how come you always leave the end of a book not completely finished?" And he said, "I always want the people that read my stuff and like it to want more."
Millions more have come to know Tarzan at the movies, most notably the films of the 1930s and 40s starring Johnny Weissmuller. John Burroughs says his grandfather didn't care much for most of the Tarzan film adaptations, which took some liberties with the character and the love of his life, Jane.
He was a literate English lord. Tarzan never said, "Me, Tarzan, you, Jane." That was a creation of MGM.
One thing Edgar Rice Burroughs did write about was the Tarzan yell, immortalized by Weissmuller.
The yell was an animal like the apes that had just made a kill or just finished a battle. They would pound their chest in exultation like, "I'm the head of the pack, I'm the king."
MGM's sensational new young star, Denny Miller. His exploits of daring, a challenge to the taboos of a forbidden land.
Some 24 actors have played Tarzan in films and television. Denny Miller was known as the first blonde Tarzan and as the oldest of the surviving actors. He played the Lord of the Jungle in 1959's Tarzan the Ape Man.
They had the rights to do two more, and I never heard from them since. I only did one, and it sure was fun.
While that film was not a big commercial success, Miller was able to parlay the experience into some similar work in TV and commercials, and these days he's taking an active part in the Tarzan Centennial. He calls Edgar Rice Burroughs one of the world's great storytellers.
The meeting will come to order.
At the Tarzan anniversary party at U of L, George McWhorter sets the mood for a panel discussion of Edgar Rice Burroughs and Tarzan, a franchise that continues to thrive in new ways. There's now a novel by Robin Maxwell called Jane, the Woman Who Loved Tarzan, the first version of the Tarzan story written by a woman. And work is underway on new animated and live-action Tarzan films. John Burroughs says he's glad to see Tarzan recognized more these days as an eco-warrior, a defender of the jungle from elephant poachers and protector of its trees, a trait his grandfather intended. But to him, there's a simpler reason the character has endured for a century.
He takes a person out of their humdrum normal life and brings them into a completely different, believable world where good triumphs over evil and the strong survive. And if something terrible and awful happened to you, you don't lie down and pray or feel sad for yourself. You get up and try again and make it work.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.